So, welcome back to another class. Let's begin lying down today. Take some moments, if you're not already down on your back, to settle down into Shavasana or a known place that feels right for you to embark or start a class. Bringing a little bit of deliberate alertness to stopping for a few moments. Bringing the arms comfortably into a space that feels supportive, whether it's on your body or out to the sides and the legs, together, wide apart, somewhere that feels nice and feedback in your body. And offer your attention to the living feedback inside. Closing the eyes if that feels right, or leaving them open. And opening to the moment in your body. And opening to your breathing as you lie here, feeling your breath come and go from your body as you pay deliberate attention to this transition, leaving the activities of the day and bringing yourself onto your yoga mat, checking in with what the current situation is in your body and what's on your mind and what's on your heart, how you feel. And not assuming it's going to stay the same, just watching and noticing the changing. Do you have lots of energy? Or do you feel tired? Feel comfortable in your body or uncomfortable? It was a very much neutral ground. Moment to moment, being alive. Breathing in, aware of breathing in. Breathing out, aware, breathing out. See if you can wait for the very end of the out-breath, that fresh breath coming in, feeling the belly, feeling the chest. Following the out-breath right to its end, just waiting for the body to deflate. Feeling the inflation, the expanding of the body as you breathe in, even though you're not breathing really deeply, just feeling your breathing and body. And we'll get the arms involved now, so if you can, have the arms by the sides and start to gently lift the arms up now. So both arms together, if you can. Float the arms up to the ceiling or past the ceiling so the shoulders and shoulder blades get a bit of action. And when it's time to just change direction and float the arms really consciously through space, and eventually when it happens to be that time, letting the arms arrive down by the sides and momentarily letting go, so not lifting up straight away, letting the muscles relax, and then really being present to that first moment of lifting the arms, the weight, maybe the shakiness in your body, both arms together. Up as far as they want to go, and letting your breathing be spontaneous now, so not shaping the breath in any way, more interested in the sensations of moving or sounds, really being alert to the environment inside and outside, moving the arms up. And those of you that can rest the arms above you, again, momentarily let go there. And then go back to movement when you want to, floating the arms through the air. When they happen to come onto the ground in any place, stopping and letting the body be for a moment. Even if it's just for a little bit of the day, letting go, the transition of moving into stopping. And then from stopping, back to moving. Clothes, shoulders, neck, back. Even feeling the whole body move, even though you're just moving the arms. If you want to take some deeper breaths, great idea too. When the arms point up to the ceiling, just pause there. Next time both arms happen to be pointing straight up to the sky, so you're lying on your back, both arms pointing straight up to the ceiling. Bend the elbows and hold on to that opposite elbow. Let the left hand rest on that right elbow. And the right hand being rested on the left elbow. Tip the elbows to one side, feeling that opposite shoulder get a stretch. And if you can, roll the elbows up a little bit and up over your head maybe, and then around to the other side, and eventually down across the chest. So we'll circle the elbows, drawing circles, holding the opposite elbow and guiding the elbows in a bit of a circle. If you can manage a circle, that is. So it could be just the lower quadrant, it could be a semicircle just around the chest area. Could be side to side, just across the throat. Or if you're comfortable, can you do a big circle up around the head area and down around across the chest? So I'm not in your body. So your goal is to connect to your body and only do the movements that feel right. Feel right. So you're aware of what's working and also equally aware of what's not working. If you get a red light in the body, doesn't feel comfortable, pain making, leave it out, please. Change direction. Go back the other way. Take lots of moments to feel your body as you move it. Even bring some appreciation to your body. So often we're wanting our body to be different, which is quite normal. But if you can, bring some appreciation to the movements that you can do. Guiding the elbows around in circles. And again, we will leave the action, flow the elbows back to a neutral place, pausing somewhere, and taking a conscious breath down into the belly. Let those hands shuffle around to behind your head now. So bring both hands underneath the head. Cradle your head. Rest the head on the hands. Roll the elbows a little bit closer to each other, as if your elbows could be sort of snuggle the sides of your head, or just come a bit closer towards each other. Take a deliberate breath in and fill the belly up. And when you're starting to breathe out, lift the head up on the out-breath. Lift it up a little way, lift it up a long way. Gently come down with the in-breath, letting everything back down onto the mat, going up on the out-breath, coming down on the in-breath, coordinating, breathing and moving. Or does it feel best just to let the breath go and just to move slowly or to move quickly without bringing attention to your breathing? What feels right for you in this practice? Really honoring this moment. Lifting up through the midline if you can, or lifting up on a little bit of an angle if you can. Lift up and point the face and the elbows towards one leg, a bit of a twist. Moving carefully, feeling the sides of the neck, the throat, the face, the shoulders. Feeling the parts of the back that peel off the ground and bring pressure onto certain parts of the back. Rolling back down. If you're going off the center line, go evenly off the center line. Great opportunity if you feel to take some longer breaths occasionally. Breathing shouldn't be forced in any way, like the movement should be forced in any way. If it's really comfortable in this action in your body, you could lift up and pause up here and do a little bit of a sway or a rock from side to side, leaving the head and the elbows up and pouring a little bit more weight on one shoulder blade and then rolling across onto the other shoulder blade. A little bit of a rock, but just gentle. Lifting up and down centrally or to the sides, or even holding and rocking. What option feels right in the moment? And if you're rocking, you could sort of let the ankles again circle a little bit around, particularly if the legs are long, having a little bit of a circle of those ankles and feet while you're up there. Having a little bit of a reach through the heels and feet, circling or pointing and flexing the toes. bring the things that are up down to the ground and take the arms out, let the head rest on the mat, let the head down, take the hands out, let the head rest on the mat, bend the knees up over the chest, bend both knees all the way up and hold on to the knees once they come above you. And have the knees a bit apart if you can, sort of just allowing the posture to organically unfold, holding the knees, not too much effort of holding or tugging, but sort of resting, feeling the back sensations, or the pelvis sensations of the thighs. Not thinking the body. Breathing the body, being in your body. And then a little bit of a rock from side to side, so holding, knees are above you, a little bit of a sway from side to side, massaging the back, rocking left and right and left. Seeing if you can feel that transition from one buttock across the spine to the other buttock, one shoulder blade, rolling across to the other shoulder blade. Could be just a centimeter rocking off the midline, but rocking. Or is it good to rock right to the side and collapse those knees into each other, feet into each other, collapse and relax. And then open wide through the middle, swaying, feeling the different parts of your body. Would you again slow the momentum? Take some moments to flow back into that middle place. Back into the center, keep the knees above you. And bring both knees into the chest a little bit more. And let the knees out a little bit. Make a bit of space for the belly and the chest. Keep hold of the knees now. Knees coming in together. Elbows fold. Feel the tailbone and the buttock stretch. Knees moving out. Arms straightening, keeping hold of those knees. And you might even vary or play a little bit around. Does it feel good to have the knees quite wide apart? Draw the knees more towards the armpits? Was it good to keep the knees fairly close together as you bring them in? How's it feel in that lower back? How's it feel through the belly and the stomach? How does it feel to breathe and to move? If the neck's okay, tuck the chin in and roll your head up towards those knees. Come into tucked womb. And then letting the head down as the knees go out. Don't assume that your body should be showing a certain signal. If you can, be here. And breathe here. Guiding the knees in and out. Unless it's really easy and you could tug the knees in. And come into a little space, into a challenge space, and stay in the tucked womb position, pausing there. Staying there if that feels right. Let your knees go and lower the feet down. Bring both feet back onto the mat. Both feet down and come into the butterfly pose. Bring the soles of the feet to each other so the knees open out wide. And take the arms out wide out to a cross position. If you can, feet together, knees out to the sides into butterfly. Otherwise, use semi-supine. Arms out wide in a cross position. And letting the arms relax if you can, letting the arms drop. Feel the tension in the legs, tension in the knees, and if it's painful, come out of the position. Otherwise, rest back into the sensations. Without trying to change the sensations, simply feel the opening or the stretching and pulling. And breathing in, letting the belly rise up. And breathing out, letting the belly reshape. Let go of trying to make the belly do anything on the out-breath. Little easy breath into the belly as you breathe in. And allowing the belly and the body to do what it needs to do on the out-breath. Lying on the mat, feeling the sensations, wherever the sensations are in your face or shoulders or arms, or breathing in, belly rising, and breathing out, letting down. That'll probably do for the thighs. Can be a bit tight in the inner thighs here, keeping the knees open. Would you bring those knees back together? Bring the knees back into semi-supine, but within, yeah, so back to semi-supine. And this time we'll slide the left hand, please, underneath the head. So left hand goes behind your head. Bring the right knee, so right knee up over your chest. And slide that right hand behind the right leg somewhere. So the left hand's behind your head, right knee, just the right knee's above you, right hand behind that right leg, comfortably straighten the left, right leg up towards the ceiling, right heel up towards the ceiling, and roll the head up here if it's safe to do that action in your body, lifting the head up and the right leg up, soften back down, relax. Do the same movement a couple of times with that right leg. Keep the right hand behind the leg, flex that right leg up, roll the head up. Even slide the hand up the leg as you pull the leg in towards the head, letting the head down, bending the knee. Try and take away any rushing, any forcing. Feel moment to moment your body. Might explore turning that right foot back a little bit. Or keeping the right foot in its own angle, particularly if the back's really tight, not stretching the heel sometimes is better. So if it's really tight in there, very careful little actions will serve you better than big actions. Practice regularly is the key. Regular practice. Lifting the head up and that right leg up. If it's really comfortable, you can have both hands behind that right leg as you flex that right leg up, or even just holding up there. Choosing the option that's right for you. Stretching through the calf muscle, you can feel the hamstrings, feel the buttock, feel the pelvis. You can feel the belly, you can feel your body through moving and being in your body. Whether you're holding or continue to go up, feeling the top of the movement, coming back down gradually. You don't need to go up straight away. Once you come down, you can stop and take a breath. You can be quite fluid in your practice and quite stop and start as well, so you can deliberately create space where you don't have to move. Bend the right knee and bring both hands onto the right knee, please. Both hands coming onto the right knee, resting the head down, and find your breath. Hands connected to the knee, you might feel the warmth of the hands, right knee above you, you might feel the buttock or the back, just feeling your body holding that right knee. And if you can, circle the right knee now, guiding the knee, a little bit around in a circle, out, down, around and back up the inside, circling, drawing circles with the right knee, Change direction, go back the other way. Different pressures in the thigh, different pressures on the belly, different pressures through the buttock and pelvis, guiding the right knee around in a circle. And then fading from the action, fading away from the circling, releasing contact with that right knee, and feeling the transition of that right foot coming down, resting the right leg, feeling any internal changes. Bringing that right hand now behind your head and floating the left knee up above you, left knee up and left hand to the back of that left leg somewhere. The right hand's behind your head, cradling you. So again, we're going to lift the head up and at the same time flex that left leg up towards the ceiling space. Stretch the leg up. We'll bend the left knee and let the head and that right elbow come down. And we'll continue to do the practice. Continue to go fluidly as best as you can, up and down and up. Sort of getting used to what's coming in and out of your attention in this action on this side, whether it's a little bit tighter or more comfortable, being present to the ongoing signals of moving. Now, how active is that left arm when you flex that left leg up? Are you using that left arm to really pull the leg in gradually, or are you keeping the left arm quite passive? Just feeling the ongoing signals and your breathing. Always back to the breath keeps you safe. When you're feeling your breathing, you're in your body. And if you're in your body and you're listening to your body, you'll get the best movement for you. Not too hard, not too light. Find the Goldilocks effect somewhere just right. Getting a good stretch, but not overcooking it and not undercooking it. Really important not to make it too relaxing. And you could have both hands in that left leg if you wanted to. Just options, whatever's natural. And the right leg could even be long if it's easy for you. Generally, that right foot in semi-supine is a little easier for mechanically through the pelvis. Or holding that left leg up if you want to, staying up in the stretch, staying up in the position, maintaining, sustaining, opening to the moment in intensity. Or is it best to fade in and out, to go up and down, back and forth into intensity, light intensity? Bending that left knee now comfortably and resting the head down, but both hands coming onto that left knee, holding the left knee above you when you can, taking your time up to connect both hands onto the side of the knee or the front of the knee, feeling the situation without moving immediately, and then being aware of that first point of movement when you start to circle this left knee now. A little bit of a organic circling, rolling the knee a little bit around. Guiding the knee if you can. No need to strive too hard to make it big or small. Finding your way. Guiding the knee, changing direction if you want to, or just staying in that one direction. Not a problem. let it go, and bring the feet, both feet, back to semi-supine, making sure that right foot's in semi-supine and the left foot's semi-supine, so both knees bent, feet flush, feet flat on the mat. Back in semi-supine. And not doing so much now for a few moments, just tuning in to the sensations of your breathing in semi-supine. Not moving the arms, not moving the legs, but feeling the movement inside, feeling the movement of air coming and going from your body in semi-supine. Not thinking the breath, not anticipating breathing, feeling breathing. Not anticipating breathing, not predicting breathing, feeling this breath in semi-supine. Once more, would you bring the hands up and around and behind your head? Both hands coming up and supporting the head, resting head on hands. So feet in semi-supine, so knees bent. Would you lift your head and lift the knees up towards your chest as well? So lifting the head and both feet off the ground, in other words. And as the knees come up, sort of stretch both legs up a little bit towards the ceiling. Doesn't have to be big. Just go up. And again, bring the head down, feet down, and relax. Stop for a moment. Now, if that's too strong to do, leave it out. If it's okay, continue. So lifting the head and both feet off the ground and stretching the legs up to the ceiling. So a double leg stretch. Lifting head and both legs up, or just leaving one foot on the ground and stretching one leg up towards the ceiling, head and one leg as an option. So making a bit of a C shape, lifting the head and both heels or one leg up towards the ceiling. Bit in more stronger action. If it's really easy, slide the legs long. And do it from a legs long position, lifting both legs up towards the ceiling, lifting the head up, or one leg. So if you're really fine with it, sliding legs long, making it more challenging. You decide from semi-supine or legs long, one leg or both legs. Taking your own responsibility. Let things again come back down, arms and legs resting down, letting the feet come down, sliding the legs long, and taking the arms again out to a cross position, arms out wide. Listening again to any signals in your body that just so happen to be showing up now. Feeling your body, being aware of the activity of your mind and anything on your heart, anything, any feelings coming along. Just tuning in again. Not assuming you should be certain way, but paying attention to how you are moment to moment, to the ongoing flow, comfortable or uncomfortable signals, relaxing or stressful signals. Once more, feel your breathing, please. Be aware that you are breathing. And this time, would you open the mouth a little bit and make your lips into sort of a bit of a circle, like you're breathing through a straw. And would you breathe in through the mouth, like you're drawing your breath through a straw, and breathe out through the nose. And then breathe in through the nose. And breathe out comfortably out through the mouth. In through the mouth and out through the nose. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Not forcing the breath in any way. Now if it feels uncomfortable to breathe through the mouth, then let it go. And just focus on breathing through the nose. Otherwise, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the mouth, out through the nose. No rushing, no forcing. Let go of your breathing in any way, whether you're breathing through the mouth or through the nose, and just let things go for a moment. So arms still out in that cross position, I hope. Bend the right knee, please. Right knee, just the right knee up above the chest. So the left leg's long. So if you can have it long, have it long. If you need to have it in semi-supine, that's also quite fine as well. But right knee up above you. And hold that right knee with the right hand. Left arm still out in the cross position. Tip that right knee out to the right. Open it a little bit to the right or a long way to the right. So you feel the weight shift onto that right buttock and the left hip sort of lifts a little bit. Guide that right knee back to its starting position. Let go of it with the right hand and rest that right arm down. And then let that left hand now come across and hold that right knee and pull that right knee just gently across your body into a half spinal twist. So the right knee goes across to the left. So the right buttock will lift off the ground and you'll pour the weight onto that left buttock. And then you let it go. You bring the knee back to the center, pass the knee to the right hand. So we'll pass this right knee from hand to hand. So when the knee goes to the right, you're using the right hand. When the knee is going to the left, you use your left hand. So some people get confused with this one, but just pass the knee from side to side. If you can, turn your head in the opposite direction so the whole spine gets a twist. If you've got any neck issues or it simply doesn't feel comfortable to turn your head, don't. But if you can, just the right knee moving. It can be quite strong through the belly, these spinal twists. Going as far as you can on each side comfortably, finding your edge. If you can pause with the right knee over to the left, so into the half spinal twist. Take the knee across you, so you're holding it with the left hand. You can feel that right buttock and right waist getting a good stretch. So if you can pause there, and if you can now, make the right hand, the free hand, into a bit of a fist and sort of pummel any area of tension through that right buttock or around the waist or up and down the leg a little bit. So if it feels right, self-massage, a bit of tapping or banging, thumping a little bit around, up and down the insides or outside of the thigh, around the buttock. Tapping can be quite relieving of tension sometimes. Some people like to do it. Feel free to go there or not go there. And when you want to have a rest, simply flow that right knee back to the middle and relax the arms down and the legs long. To stop, go as long with the pummeling as you like. But before we change sides, I'd like you to stop. And to stop and to utilize stopping as a very useful part of the practice of being sensitized to the sensations of your body. Not numb to them, not assuming, being aware of, pausing in the center, taking a breath. Breath's always available to you any part of the day, any moment you can remember you're breathing. And now we'll activate that left knee this time. So guiding the left knee up over you, just the left knee. Right leg can be long or right foot in semi-supine. And holding the left knee with the left hand, let's say. We'll start with the left hand, shall we? Tipping the knee out to the left if you can. Observing, opening the knee out to the left. And then guiding the knee back into the midline of your body and letting that right hand contact the knee. Left arm can come onto the ground and gently taking the left knee across a little bit across the belly towards that right side, whether it's just an inch or right over, who knows? You'll know. You'll know where to go and you'll certainly know where not to go. Gently passing the knee and be awake because each movement is new. We can get stuck in thinking that we know. We can get caught in automatic patterns. It's just lack of awareness, really. Be here. Be present. Notice where your mind goes. It's going to go to somewhere. When you find yourself outside your body, at work, processing things, daydreaming, as you practice yoga, as we all do, lightly observe where your attention's gone to and come back to your breathing, come back to your body, come back to the movement, come back to body time. Be in your body. Be here in the moment, in the body, through your breathing, passing the left knee from side to side or deciding to stop in places. Or is it best to leave this side out, even? What's your experience? Perhaps taking the knee across to the right and using that left hand to pummel the buttock or waist. A little bit of a tapping or self-massaging. And when you can, when it's time for you, flow back into the middle and turn yourself around, turn yourself down onto the tummy now, come onto the belly. Take a rest for a few moments on the belly, getting onto the stomach, having the legs together or apart, arms out in front of you or to the side, somewhere you can relax the arms onto the ground. It's often better to have the arms up sort of near the head area to take a bit of pressure out of the neck. So coming on to feeling the pressure through the chest, pressure through the belly, pelvis, thighs, lying on the front, lying on the mat now, face down. Noticing what you need to tolerate in the pose, and just being there anyway. Taking some movements to soften your belly and to breathe down into the belly. If you need to turn your head from side to side, if it gets a bit too stiff for the neck, turn the head to the other side. And then turn the face straight down, so looking straight to the mat. Bring the hands into a push-up position. We'll do a little bit of cobra work, a little bit of work through that lower back area. Hands into a push-up position, elbows tucked in close to the body or tipping the elbows out to the sides, whatever suits you. Now you're going to keep the pelvis on the ground now, and you're going to keep your toes on the ground if you can, keep your feet on the ground. But you're going to push through the hands, open those fingers wide if you can, push the palms in, feel the lack of strength in the arms or strength in the arms, lift the face and the chest and the throat, lift up, keep the pelvis on the ground, lift up a little way, lift up a long way. Breathe in as you go up if you can, and breathe out, let everything down, and relax the head down. You might want to stay down for a breath or two, and then again inhale, push into the earth with those hands, lift as much of the face, throat, chest up as you feel to, feeling the weight shift down into the lumbar vertebra. Keep the pelvis on the ground, keep the thighs on the ground. Go up with the in-breath and come down with the out-breath. And relax between each movement, even for a moment, let go. When you come down, you might just stop, decide to turn the head to the side again. Feel those contact places. Let the body be. Or is it good to just go up and down quite rhythmically with your breathing? So great for the lower back, great to keep the spine supple, these backward bending. If you've got any niggles, remember, go softly, just a little bit of the chin maybe, a little bit of the throat lifting. Keep the pelvis on the ground. Going up into cobra and coming down. If you can, hold the cobra position. Lift up to whatever height you want to go to. So the arms will be challenged. See if you can soften the shoulders down. Even if you just breathe naturally for a breath or two, then come back down. If you can practice holding cobra, stay up there. Soften the shoulders if you can. If you're really okay in the neck, gently turn the head a little bit from side to side. Not a big turn, but just gentle turning. And then we'll push back through onto the knees and come down into Yoga Mudra. So fold back, push back through onto all fours, and then buttocks coming down to heels, letting the chest come down to the mat and the face come down. So into the child pose or Yoga Mudra, sliding the arms out to the front if you can, or resting the head on the hands. But resting can be quite niggly on the knees, so if you've got any knee injuries, just avoid these really pressure points through the backs of the knees. So if it's not for you, come out of the child pose entirely. Let some moments pass to see how your body handles the space. You're not asking your body to do too much here, just waiting to see what it does in this child position. If it gets relaxing, wonderful. And if it doesn't, notice that it doesn't. Bring or move up onto your tabletop position or fours, hands and knees now, balancing on both palms or elbows if you use your elbows instead of hands, and balancing on the knees, feet on the ground, so tabletop position, knees apart. Let's do a little bit of core stuff. So can you firstly contract the belly or be aware, pull the belly in, straighten out that right leg. So lift that right foot off the ground, right knee, and straighten the right leg. And if you can, lift the left arm out to the front of you. So right leg going out to the back, left arm going to the front. Diagonals, left arm, right leg lifting. Breathing in, coming down. Exhale, pull the tummy in. Left leg lifting, right arm out to the front. Breathe out as you go up. Inhale, come back down, relax the belly, change over. So you can always just do the legs, you can always just lift one leg at a time, but if you can, lift diagonally the arm and the leg. Don't have to lift up too far. Quite a challenge for balance, really. And it requires a lot of strength, so it's often quite more useful just to do the legs initially than when you've got a sufficient amount of strength, do the opposite arm and leg. Keep the head neutral, so just being aware of, you don't need to look at the arm. Generally, you'll shake a little bit because of the effort. The breathing will lift up. There'll be a little bit more of an adrenaline effect. Good to challenge your body. Good to work hard sometimes. Keep it going for as long as you can. When you're ready, come down onto those hands and knees. And again, lower the buttocks down towards heels. Come down to Yoga Mudra. Soften the chest and the face down towards the mat once more. Open the knees a bit wider if you can. Soften the belly. Soften the chest if they soften, great. And if they don't, they don't. Let the shoulders do what they need to do. And then take some moments to come from this position up to standing now. So bring your body all the way up to standing. Stand in a space that feels right. Have the knees a bit unlocked. And if you can, have the elbows sort of tucked in a little bit to your body, but the palms of the hands facing out from you. So lifting the arms up a little bit, but the elbows tucked into the sides. So we'll just bend the right knee a little bit, and both arms swing a little bit around to that and right side. So turn the head and the shoulders to the right, arms, hands to the right, and then bend the left knee and swivel and twist the arms to the left. So bending right knee, twisting the arms, shoulders, head to the right, bending the left knee and twisting the arms and shoulders to the left. So just swishing a little bit from side to side, having the arms up sort of level with throat level, just floating a little bit from side to side, a little bit of a soft bend and a twist. Bending that right knee, twisting to the right, bending the left knee a little bit, twisting to the left, just a little way or a long way. Working it out for yourself. And then coming back and letting the arms drop down, arms sort of softly coming down. And taking the feet a bit wider apart, please. Feet wider, separate the feet. Turn that right foot out to 90 degrees and the left foot to 60 degrees. So feet quite wide if you can. Right foot 90 degrees, left foot 60. Floating the arms up level with shoulders. And looking down that right arm. And you bend that right knee, bend it, bend it, bend it, and then hold if possible. Bring the right elbow down onto the right thigh and let that left arm go up and over your head if you can. And take it up and over so your right elbow's on the right thigh and the left arm's up and over. Sort of holding. If it's easy, lower the left arm down in front of you and draw circles with that left arm. So you could circle the left arm or just take it up and over and hold. Any moment you want to come out of it, you can come out. Okay, it's quite strong to stay there. And come out anyway. Come back into that middle place. Come back into the center. Swivel the feet around to the other side. Left foot to more 90 degrees. Right foot to sort of 60 degrees. Bending the left knee. So make sure you're bending the knee. Look down at that left knee. If you can, left elbow down on that left thigh. If you can, have the right hand on the right hip or float straight in the right arm. And float that right arm up to the ceiling and up and over you, sort of connecting to the right ear. And if it's easy, letting that right arm loop down, drawing circles, windmilling that right arm. Coming in and out of position, staying down there if you want to, working at your own level. And then again, coming back into middle, coming back out of it, uprighting the body again, keeping the feet wide apart, both feet pointing forward, so straight out. And if you can, wide leg position and bring the hands down towards the ground. So wide and letting the head drop down into like a wide downward dog position. I know it's not right for a lot of people's bodies, so you can keep the arms floating. You can just float the arms back up to standing and float the arms up to the sky and then round and down. If you can, bring the hands to the floor into a wide downward dog position. Otherwise, flow the arms down, take the arms out to the sides, float the arms up and straighten the body up. Come into the upright position, loop the arms up and around to the ceiling and down again. So choosing the hard option or the soft option. Seeing what's right for your body today. If you're in this wide-legged downward dog, giving the head a little bit of a shake from side to side, or wriggling the feet back into a normal downward dog position. So see if it's right for you. Remember, it's all a choice, nothing is a requirement. Take again some deliberate moments to come back to your normal standing space, to a normal position. Feet coming back into hip width apart, arms just hanging by the sides. Feel any relief of coming back into the standing position. And let yourself down onto your mat again. Come back down to lying down. And prepare yourself for the relaxation. Lie yourself down. And go to the next track for the relaxation meditation.